rather than the huge speculation which is ongoing currently, it is very helpful to look where the industry actually comes from, how many nuclear reactors have been built, what the tendencies are. I think in order to understand things, it's always good not to look only at a picture, but to look at the film and to see what the developments are. There's still cut off the figures, but I guess they might come into the screen eventually. There they are. What we see here is the development of the numbers of nuclear reactors that have been in operation since 1956. And as we can see, there was like an uninterrupted increase of the numbers of reactors operating until 1989, when the first time, the following year, there was a break in a tendency. And since then, it has been kind of vacillating on the same level. It has increased by less than 20 units over that 15-year period between 1989 and 2004. So it's very much a stabilization worldwide of the numbers of reactors that are operating. At the same time, you can see that this curve here, which indicates the evolution of the installed capacity, has actually pretty much, I think there's 1 or 2 years where there was an interruption, but it has been continued to increase. The reason is very simple. New reactors that came online are larger than older reactors, so the replacement capacity is higher than the ones that have been shut down. So this is why there is kind of a decalage, like a difference in the time frame. But as we see there as well, it's kind of flattening out. The curve is flattening out. There is another aspect which has played into that enormously, is that through so-called upgrading, there was technical measures, which actually increased the capacity of existing nuclear power plants. There's a lot of possible technical means to do that. The major one is when steam generators, the first generation of steam generators, that in many, many cases have proven not to actually have the lifetime as expected. When they were exchanged with steam generators that had a higher capacity. So it was kind of an increase in capacity within the existing units. And for some countries, this is actually really significant. If you take an example like Switzerland, the increase that in capacity that has been done through upgrading is over 20%. And if there's 5 units, over 20%, it means basically that the equivalent of another nuclear power plant has been actually gained exclusively by technical means and upgrading. Now, if you see the same curve of installed nuclear reactors in operation in the European Union, that's the picture you get. And as you can see, whereas the form of the increase of the continuous increase of numbers of units is quite similar to the world picture, after 1989, there is no recovering, so it's not vacillating up there somewhere, but there has been actually a pretty steady decline in the European Union of nuclear units in operation since 1989. So we have today, at the end of 2004, there were 22 units less in operation than 1989. That's a considerable decline. Always keep that difference in mind if now we have one unit that is under construction. I mean, as of 1989, there would have to be 22 units to be built in the meantime, only in order to maintain that level that was existing at the time. Here we have the electricity generation. What we have seen before is the installed nuclear units, and it's the generating capacity. Here is the electricity generation. And there's 31 countries that produced electricity in 2003. 31 countries, that is also not spread out over the world. It's roughly 15% of the member states of the UN. So it's a limited number of countries that actually do use nuclear power. Furthermore, there is, as you can see, these countries in the at the head of the columns produce the vast majority of the electricity that is being actually generated worldwide. You can say that the six countries, United States, France, Japan, Germany, Russia, South Korea, produce roughly three-quarters of the world nuclear electricity. Three of those, United States, France, and Russia, are nuclear weapon states. That is for the development of the whole history of the nuclear power generation of importance. When it comes to the European Union, generally one gives a global figure that between 30 and 34%, as we have heard, the European Commissioner has been insisting, is produced by nuclear power. However, that figure is certainly correct, but one should stress that 45% of the European electricity is actually generated in one single country. 45% of the European Union electricity is generated in one country, and that's France. So it is not, even within Europe, we don't have a balanced kind of situation. There's certain countries that have a very significant and large power generation compared to others. Now, in order to get a prospective view on the world nuclear power industry, it is interesting to look at the age structure. That means how many units have what age. And as you can see, there is a small number, relatively small number, that have been that have an age today which is between 1 and 15 years. It corresponds to the situation we've seen earlier, that after 1989 there was a decline in orders, etc. And so the majority is around 20-25 years of operation, with a mean age of close to 22 years. That's the age structure of the currently operating nuclear power park worldwide. One should also stress that the evolution, because of these small numbers of new reactors coming online, is that the age is increasing significantly. I think in the EU, the average age has increased by about 7 years within a decade. So they're aging increasingly without new plants coming online. Now, all considerations about age, one has to look at industrial experience as it stands. Currently, there have been 107 reactors worldwide that have been shut down permanently. And one can look how long did they actually operate. So what we have here is the age structure of all reactors that have been already shut down permanently. And it's a quite, this came to me as a real big surprise, because it shows that there is a large number of units that have been shut down within the first 15 years of operation. And there is a significant number, around 20 years, and hardly any that reached operating ages beyond 30 years. I think there are 16 units that reached operating lifetimes of 30 years or more. So, and of those 16 units, about half of them are small military reactors that have also produced electricity, which are not really comparable to the current generation of nuclear power plants. So, in other words, the industrial experience of long operating lifetimes is very small, very small. One has to keep that in mind when there is discussions about lifetime extensions to, well, now we get sources that basically say one can exchange everything in a nuclear power plant, so lifetime is basically eternal. This looks a bit complicated, but it's not. In the international discussion about the expectancy of lifetime, again, there's all kinds of figures floating around, but there, it seems to be kind of a majority of the utilities that actually operate reactors that expect lifetimes of around 40 years. So what we did is just, we basically looked at how many reactors turn age 40 when. That is the part of the exercise, okay? How many reactors turn age 40 when? This is not a projection of, we don't know how long they will actually go and whether they will reach age 40 or whether they will be shut down before. But if they continue, if they did continue to age 40, again, which is about twice as long as industrial experience so far, so it's already a quite optimistic view on things. If they turn age 40, you can see what kind of pyramid we would get of plants to be replaced if they stopped at the age 40. But the only exception is the case of Germany that has a nuclear phase-out law that calls, it's very complicated, but it roughly calls for stopping units at the equivalent age of 32 years of production. It's actually a production credit. It's not 30 years per unit, but a global electricity, nuclear electricity generating a credit. So the other country, European country that has a phase out law is Belgium, but the phase out operational lifetime is 40 years, so that doesn't change the graph by the statistics by any means. So the result of that little exercise is that within the time frame 2005 to 2015, there is 80 reactors that turn age 40, a net difference of 80 units that turn age 40. Over the next 20 years, there's another 200, roughly 200 units that would turn age 40. In other words, considering the particularly long lead times, one calls lead time the time necessary from the original decision to build a nuclear power plant to the actual switching on and delivering electricity to the grid. The expected lead times for a nuclear power plant is in the order of 10 years. Now, there's also obviously experiences of much longer construction periods. Eastern Europe has constantly shown construction periods of over 15 years. But also, it's interesting that the last U.S.-American unit that has been ordered had a construction time of 23 years. 23 years. I always thought it would be a doctoral thesis to try to find out what the financial costs of this operation would have been. Would be very interesting to find out. But this plant was actually, and again, this is the last unit that was ordered where the order was not canceled, because in the U.S., a lot of utilities went bankrupt during the phase of reactor construction, there's more units that have been cancelled, about 138, more units that have been cancelled than that have been built. It's quite amazing. But the last one that was not cancelled was ordered in October 1973. So plus 23 years, this unit was put into operation in 1996. And this is very interesting and important for the perception of the actual health of the nuclear industry, because people had the impression that the building would go on all over the place. The industry would continue to actually start up new reactors, etc. Which is quite true, with the difference that they had exceptionally long building times. And if you look at statistics, some of these units, you're certainly aware that a lot of debate is ongoing on the Iranian nuclear program. The units in Iran that are under construction at Bushehr, which are originally Siemens, German technology, they've been in the statistics also since late 70s as under construction. So under construction is also a term which is very relative. It's interesting to see whether there's actually something happening on the building side. I will maybe not to I'm seeing some attention already here from the chair. I would leave it at that. The basic conclusion is that if there's today a lot of talk about a renaissance or a revival of the nuclear industry, the facts are actually not there. The only way, or the only thing which one can see, is an aging industry, and that the industry is right now far, far from showing any indication to be able to get the orders needed to cover, to replace the units that are being shut down. And I think it's perfectly clear that if you see, especially over the next decade, 80 units that turn age 40, these units cannot be replaced in that decade, that's for sure. That's industrially impossible. To me, it's kind of strange to talk about a revival of an industry where actually the only way to maintain current operating numbers is to enlarge lifetime. So to make things work longer, that's the only way there would be a slight chance to maintain the current number of operating reactors. So in my view, there's no sign whatsoever of a revival of the nuclear industry worldwide. And it doesn't make a difference, as you can see. Even if China did build 30 units, as has been claimed, by the way, China has made all kinds of announcements also in the 1980s, which never came true. Even if they did, this is only 30 units out of 280 that turn age 40 over the next 20 years. So it's not going to change the picture. It would not change the picture even if it did come true. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much. I think we can take in a couple of questions. Is somebody there with his hand up? And please, when you post your question, please tell your name. Thank you.
Eben Münster, the private consultancy company, Planenergy. Just one question. You have interesting statistics on lead time. How about decommissioning time? How many of the decommissioned plants that you mentioned have been properly decommissioned, and how many years did that take?
Well, that's all? Nobody else? Okay.
Well, there is actually no commercial size nuclear power plant has been decommissioned to greenfield. The numbers I've given are numbers of units that have been shut down, okay? So taken off the grid. That doesn't indicate anything about the status of decommissioning of these plants. Most of those units are either in a state where basically the spent fuel is taken out, or not even that. To give you an example, which is very important, is you know that the Chernobyl site, reactor site, was actually four units. One unit has the famous accident of 1986. Another unit had a severe accident after it was shut down as well. There were two other units that have been shut down consecutively. But these units have still the fuel at the site. It's not gone. So, I mean, it's just to show some of these reactors that have been shut down are not even in the earliest stages of decommissioning. And to indicate a decommissioning time is really impossible, because some countries have had, because there is a kind of a reflection ongoing, including in large nuclear countries like France, as to when decommissioning should be happening. Like 10 years ago, there was kind of a industry-wide, utility-wide consensus to do it every several decades of cooling down. That was kind of, I mean, to give just an order of magnitude, several decades of cooling down. Whereas now there's an increasing number of utilities and safety authorities that say it should be, decommission should intervene within, let's say, clearly to greenfield within 20 years. So the actual decommissioning operation should start much earlier than was originally expected. But there's no clear, I'm sorry, there is no clear answer I could give as to say it's this way or it's that way.
See. Thank you very much.